This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He's the man that gets us on Twitch in the morning. Thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Mazel, thank you for listening on this last day of February.
Can you believe February's over?
It's gone.
Who stole February?
No leap year this year.
Wow. 28 days of February finished. It just seems unfair. February gets a raw deal. Hey, I want to thank my cousin Andrew for coming in this morning. Andrew Ulrich is in studio working hard, getting ready for all of his big tests and high school stuff, but learning how to be a journalist / radio head.
Yeah.
Interviewing Mr. David.
Asking some really good questions. He's on his way.
That's right. So back off.
Bright future ahead.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I've got a black and white 8x10 of Larry Bird and Dr. J holding each other by the neck. Can I get your autograph? He goes, absolutely. Great. I have like a little plastic bag. Pull it out of the sleeve, hand him the Sharpie. He looks at it. Oh, I don't sign that one. I said, okay. I said, he hands it back. And I go reach for the pen. He goes, you don't want my autograph? I go, no, I only wanted it on this.
Take that, Dr. J. And Brandon Fryer, as always, the maven of sound. Thank you.
Fly the T. Go Cubs, go. Tie Cubs, tie.
Cubs, a couple of times.
Two in a row. It's like hockey.
Yeah. They're stuck in the tie. Hey, we've got Marshall Harris here.
Marshall!
Happy Friday.
And he's with Dan Bernstein. I guess, whatever. What's up, guys?
You know what's up? The Golden State Warriors are up.
Oh, that was
Steph. How about Steph
Curry
turning
that
back
was a
the
treat.
Clock? That was a time machine game.
That was great. Watching those highlights this morning and seeing just the level and the degree of difficulty, some of those threes. And he was making his own space, as he typically does. Then he hit the one from 60 feet. That was his night.
But yeah. When you watch him in the gym, like, he'll make that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not a heave. That is not just throwing it at the basket. He's shooting that.
I saw some story about him, and they took the actual rim and laid it on the floor and showed how large the rim is when you get enough air under your... But, I mean, you've got to be able to use some eye-hand coordination and get the ball to come down at exactly the right way. He is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I remember talking to Steve Kerr about that back in the day, who was he was always really interesting when you talk to him about the physics of shooting and where your eyes are and how you're envisioning the trajectory of the ball. He made the same point. Mm-hmm. He said the guys who shoot flat have to be perfect, because he said they're essentially shooting it into like one of those, you know, carnival rims. If you look at what they're doing to make the rim smaller, he said that if you are able to get it to drop directly through the largest area of the hoop, you're shooting at a bigger basket.
What if Steph went to a carnival?
I always wondered that.
He'd be loaded up with stuffed animals.
I'm walking around with all those big stuffed bears.
But it's tough, man. Those trick rims are real.
It's funny to me, because when you used to go and you would see You know, the guy with his girlfriend, he proudly has the giant stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Like the comically large stuffed animal. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to wait until right before you go home?
To get that?
Like, it's just bad planning. What do you do?
You're at a carnival. But
I know I want to do this, but if you're doing it correctly, now you got the whole day?
Yeah, but that's...
You got to walk around with another person on your back? I mean, come on.
That's why you're with a group of friends and people take turns... carrying that stuff.
I know you want to be that guy. Like, hey,
hold on. That's something like Marshall speaking from experience.
Yeah, how do you fit in the love tunnel with that bear?
No, you have somebody holding, like, oh, we'll wait this one out. We'll watch the...
There you go.
That's a thing. I have not won something of that size, but one of my friends has, and I was responsible for watching it for a ride or two. I mean, it's a shared responsibility. I mean, everyone in your group is so happy that, yeah, we beat them.
The stuffed animal is just part of the group.
Yes.
Right? All right.
Absolutely.
You have to go to a carnival with a large group of friends because a lot of the guys that are working there just got out of prison.
It's true.
It was a joke. It was just a joke.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what's not a joke, though? The Golden State Warriors climbing up the stands. Listen. Jimmy Butler is going to be a difference maker, and he already has.
They've only lost once. They're 6-1.
But I'm saying that they were in play-in territory, and now they're a half game out of the sixth spot.
Are they going to win the title, Draymond?
I think they might. That's what he said. And I was like, Draymond, don't be ridiculous.
They're a different team with them.
But they are a different team.
So are the Lakers, meanwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense got better.
That's strange.
When they lost their rim protector.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense until you remember they've got LeBron James on their team.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, okay, we're going to reposition some of these what we do defensively because I'm still LeBron James. Okay.
And when Luka starts playing, he's up and down more than he has been.
He's not shooting well, which is weird.
Yeah. And when he gets going, yeah, they're dangerous too. The Western Conference playoffs are going to be fascinating.
I don't believe in OKC. I'll be the first one to tell you. I don't believe in them as a finals team. I don't see it.
Wow, good for you.
I just don't.
Like, that's gutsy.
There's too many other teams with too much experience and with the last kind of heave effort that they're going to run into some problems.
Nuggets will be one of those teams.
Conversely, I do believe in the Cleveland Cavaliers because I don't know if you've seen what they've been doing since they got DeAndre Hunter. Their defense is unbelievable.
Yeah, they are really playing well. But I still believe in the Boston Celtics. No?
Yeah, I mean, I believe in them, but I think the Cavaliers are better.
Yeah, but the Celtics can score 130 points, 140 points on you in a blink, and there's nothing you're going to do about it.
The Cavaliers would say maybe there is something we're going to do about it. That's my point. So I think they did more at the deadline than any other team to solidify their postseason run.
What do you have today?
We are going to discuss the Bears' larger strategy. And we talked about it a couple days ago. Biggs, in his 10 things, was weighing in on how to make the draft pick more of a luxury if you do this right and avoiding having to draft for need. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell talking about the state of the Cubs infield. We're going to follow this ongoing Matt Stafford story, reporting rumors, and just get everything updated. Kevin Fishbane will join us at 11. There's some actual White Sox talk. I think the Andrew Benintendi injury is a blessing in disguise, not even really in disguise. High noon, 11:40. We'll go wide receiver shopping at noon. Julia Poe wrote a terrific piece about the Bulls. She's going to join us at 12:25. We'll talk some college buckets, some NFL rules stuff, and some Bears possible contract extensions.
Have a great show.
Take care, guys.